We are going to now have a Bhagavad Gita class. We're going to finish chapter 12 of Srimad Bhagavad Gita entitled Bhakti Yoga, Devotional Service. Before we begin the reading, I will speak a few words about the meaning of Bhakti Yoga, Devotional Service. We welcome the present entourage of devotees. Thank you for coming. And we welcome the devotees online who are watching us on Mayapur TV. So, Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means to link, to connect. And it's a linking process with God. We learn from the teachings of Srila Prabhupada that there are different yogas. Hatha Yoga, Karma Yoga, Kriya Yoga, Raja Yoga, and then Jnana Yoga. But the top crown, the jewel of all yogas, the top rung of the yoga ladder is Bhakti. Bhakti Yoga is defined by a shloka given to us by the Bhakti Avatar, the Bhakti Avesh Avatar, Narada Muni. Narada Muni is a Shakti Avesh Avatar, empowered to preach Bhakti. Just as Parashuram is considered a Shakti Avesh Avatar with the power to cut down the demons. And the four Kumaras are considered Shakti Avesh Avatars because they have been empowered with transcendental knowledge. Vyasadeva is considered a Shakti Avesh Avatar because he compiled the Vedic encyclopedia. And so Narada is the Shakti Avesh Avatar of the science of Bhakti, empowered to preach. He gives us this definition. Hopefully, some of you have memorized it because it is something that Prabhupada quotes over and over and over again throughout his books. Sarva upadhi vinir muktam tat padat vena nirmalam Rishikesha Rishikena sevanam bhaktir uchite. Sarva upadhi vinir muktam means to become free from designations. The first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Designations means bodily or mental identification or designation. So the first step is to become free from all kinds of material, bodily, mental, and philosophical designations. Tat parat vena nirmalam. Tat parat vena nirmalam means to come to a pure existence of life. Four regulative principles. No four regulative principles, no purity. As I like to joke, when you go to a restaurant, you're looking for the A rating, not a D rating. That A rating tells you one thing, how clean the restaurant is. Sachi Dulal has spent a lot of time in the New Dwarka kitchen, correct? So you know how it could become quickly very, very dirty. But we have to keep it nice and clean, don't we? Especially if you work in any temple deity kitchen. Because a temple deity kitchen is separate from the main kitchen. That even has to be even more clean. So these four regulative principles keeps you in a pure, clean state of existence. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. If these four things are not strictly followed, then you become contaminated. Deity worship, what did Prabhupada say? The two most important items of deity worship, cleanliness, punctuality. There is the classic story. Prabhupada would always go for his morning walk, and he wants to come back just in time for the greeting of the deities. And Prabhupada insisted, 7 o'clock, those doors must open. And one time, because it happens, the pujaris are not quite finished. Prabhupada took his cane and knocked on the deity door. Open! It is 7 o'clock. That's how Prabhupada. And Prabhupada remarked when he went to Japan, he noticed how the trains were on time like clockwork. Prabhupada said, this is how our temples should run, like the Japanese subways. So cleanliness and punctuality. And what did he say? Cleanliness, Prabhupada said, revolutionarily clean. That you cannot be too clean. So, tat padat vena nirmalam means a clean existence. One of the 9 qualities of a Brahman, saucha, cleanliness. He keeps, first of all, his consciousness clean. Cheto, dharpana, marjana. That's the first. If that's not clean, nothing else is going to get clean. That's why the first thing in the morning, japa. Cleanse the mirror of the heart. Then we can go forward. Then clothes should be clean. Workplace should be clean. Home should be clean. Cars should be clean. Clean, 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 clean. That is our whole process. It's a cleansing process from top to bottom. Tat padat vena nirmalam. Now, rishikena, with your senses. So what are your senses? Your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, hands, legs. Your mind, the subtle sense, the sense within, the sixth sense, the mind. All these have to be rishikesha sevanam, engaged in the service of Krishna, God, who is known as Rishikesha. Everyone say that name, please. Rishikesha means that Krishna is the master of the senses. Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita addresses Krishna as Rishikesha. Again? Yes, he addresses him as the master of the senses. He's the master of the senses in one sense. He is the super soul within. So he's definitely the master of the senses. So with your senses, rishikena, with your senses, sevanam, serve rishikesha, the master of the senses. Narada Muni says, bhaktir uchate. This is bhakti. And this verse was quoted by Lord Chaitanya. It appears at least once, if not twice or more, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prahlad Maharaj gives us the 9 lakshanam, 9 symptoms of bhakti, or the 9 processes. When his father asked him, what is the greatest education, what's the best thing you have learned? Prahlad replied, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam Iti Pungsarpita Vishnau Bhaktischen Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavati Adha Tanmanyeditam Uttamam. Prahlad told his father, the topmost education is these 9 items of bhakti. Hearing, chanting, remembering about who? Krishna or Vishnu, God. Then if you do nice hearing and chanting here, you'll come to the stage of remembering. Then there is the stage of worshipping. Then offering prayers, rendering menial service, worshipping the lotus feet, becoming the servant, becoming the friend, and ultimately completely surrendering one's complete self. As Jesus said, love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind. That is Atmanivedanam. So Prahlad said, this is the topmost education. Prahlad said, this is pure devotional service. The longest purport in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam is the purport wrote Prabhupada composed for that verse. Several pages, he explains each item nicely. That is our first preamble to tonight's class. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. I want to stop here, gather my thoughts.